Welcome to Goblin Talk, the short format variety entertainment program hosted by yours truly, Gandersnitch the Goblin, and my co-host, Wedgie Two Cheeks. We have with us on the show today Mr. Travis Fessler, the world's fastest fire eater and the eldest member of the Pickle Brothers Circus. Welcome to Goblin Talk, Mr. Fessler.
Hey, Travis. Yes. Travis, hey. Hey, Travis, I have a question.
I have an answer.
You're the best. Okay. All right, you ready? Okay. What kind of pickle are you? Are you sweet and sour? What kind of pickle?
At a carnival, if you've ever seen the two-headed babies in the jars that weren't alive.
Oh, yes, those are delicious.
Have you ever seen those?
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen them not in jars.
Yes, I am one of the ones that lived.
You've got two heads.
Oh, this is awesome.
Those things are called pickled punks.
I get it. You got, like, colors in your hair. Does that color in your hair clash with your green skin?
I don't have green skin.
He doesn't have green skin.
What?
Wedgie, did you book this guest or did I?
I like pickles, man. I love pickles.
He's just one of the Pickle Brothers.
Well, I was hoping if we got one, the other one would come, because apparently they come with two heads. So were you guys separated at birth?
We were separated at birth, 23 years apart.
Wow, man.
The Pickle Brothers is a circus, and what we do is mostly kind of sideshow stunts. The fire eating, the sword swallowing, the bed of nails. But then we do something a little special. I'll be laying on the nails, and we'll have someone who weighs maybe 200 or 300 pounds, which is, what is that? Maybe about 5 goblins, Gandersnitch?
It's 1 Azog. There we go. 1 Azog.
Like half an Azog.
Okay, so you're laying on a bed of nails, and you have Azog stand on you while you're eating fire.
Not usually when I'm eating fire, because I try to avoid burning the feet of the gentleman standing on me.
Well, he's standing on you.
I think all holds are off at that point.
You ask someone to stand on you. You intentionally eat fire. I also have here that you swallow swords.
Hey, guess what? I don't swallow swords. I swallow balloons, and I poop out poodles. Do you poop out, like, swordles?
Yes.
I poop out cutlery.
Cutlery.
You get a full place setting and a half out of one sword.
So it's like a business arrangement. It's manufacturing.
Okay. You know, I have to make sure it's on the sly, because not a lot of people want the poop cutlery.
We just wash it off.
Who wants poop cutlery? I would love to have in fact, I'm going to put it on my goblin registry, poop cutlery. Oh my god, what better thing to use to eat poodles?
Did you actually get training for this? I mean, did you have to go to school? How does one do what you've decided to do?
You know, here's the thing. About 20 years ago, I was a very, very bad kids' party magician.
And they said, you know what, you've got no marketable skills. Here, shove something sharp down your throat.
Right. Well, I learned to eat fire first, and then I built a bed of nails, and I also did what's called a human blockhead. I'm sure you've met human blockhead.
Is that the thing where you stick a thing in your nose? Oh my god, that's like porn.
This caught the attention of another performer in my area who was a sword swallower. So I worked with him for a while, and from there I learned how to swallow swords. Back about...
I think we lost him. Too bad, we're all out of time. We'll have to catch up with Travis next week.
Oh my god, it's a conspiracy. They don't want us to know.
They don't.
I think it's the
NSA. Yeah, they've come and they've gotten
Oh yeah. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.